We have several announcements this morning. Again, an encouragement. Please take home a copy of our bulletin or to access it online. There will be no coffee hour after Holy Mass today. We will instead have the opportunity for our May crowning and the recitation of the Rosary in honor of our Blessed Mother. Everyone who is able to is encouraged to remain after Holy Mass, as the May crowning will begin almost shortly after the completion of Holy Mass this morning. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Our Lord tells us in our Gospel from St. John today that our hearts shall rejoice, and your joy no one shall take from you. Cultivating a life of virtue is always a difficult proposition, but because the world in which we live today has made it that much more difficult, so it is most especially with the virtue of Christian joy. We spend a great deal of energy, and we are encouraged to think about what our lives would have been like had we done this, that, or the other thing, to contemplate a future where there is no financial worry, there's no encumbrances, there is no difficulty, or to bemoan the present state of my existence, wishing that things were different, things were better than I find myself now. And while it might be true that there are regrets in our past, and it is certainly true that the future is unknown to us, and as a consequence, there is a degree of uncertainty, and while it also may be true that there are struggles in our present day, all of those must always give way to the relationship that we share with our Father in His Son and the gift of their Spirit. This is the joy about which our Lord speaks. Not a joy that turns a blind eye to sacrifice or sorrow. Not a joy that glosses over the difficulties that we endure on a daily basis. Not a joy that minimizes the sacrifices that must be endured in order to deepen our relationship with the Lord. But a joy that makes sense of all those things that we might lose. A joy that helps us live out and rejoice in the sacrifices that we're asked to endure. A joy that not only gives us peace to the very depths of our beings, but a joy that likewise gives us strength. There's nothing more dour or difficult to comprehend than Christians who simply are not happy. And while happiness is a fleeting virtue, it's a lack of joy oftentimes that overwhelms people. Why would one want to undertake such a life if it only leads to drudgery, difficulty, and heartache? But that's because that is how oftentimes we choose to live it. The Christian life is indeed a difficult one, but not a one that is joyless. Yes, it is a life that requires sacrifice, but those sacrifices which at times might engender in us a degree of sorrow, as the Lord Himself testifies, always gives way to joy. And why does the Lord say this? Or in what manner does the Lord say this? Because He's recognizing the very nature of the relationship into which He's drawing us. He knows that if we can just remain steadfast and constant with Him as He leads us more deeply into relationship with the Father, whatever sacrifices we might make in order to attain that relationship will always give way to the joy that He Himself brings for us. And if that were not enough, He has conquered sin and death. And if that is not enough, He then has risen to new life. All of these are manifestations from the mystery of His incarnation to the glories of His cross, the power of His resurrection, and even as He prepares His disciples eventually for His ascension to return to the right hand of the Father. All of these the Lord gives to us and allows to happen to Him in order that it might strengthen in us our joyfulness, rejoicing in the Lord. And when we are able to do that, we do find the peace that we need in order to live rightly in the world, not to compromise with the world, not to simply give ourselves over to the world, but to accept whatever it is that the Lord, or the world rather, throws at us, knowing that we have one stronger, one more powerful than anything that the world can throw at us, that we might remain steadfast in His joy in order to find our peace. And of course, the best exemplar of this life of joy is our Blessed Mother. It is not accidental that not only that 2 months out of the year are dedicated to Our Lady, every Saturday is dedicated to Our Lady, and in truth, every day we are asked for an intimate relationship with our Mother, precisely because there is no one better to assist us in being able to live out this life of joy. The words herself that come forth from her own mouth are words of joy and peace. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. This is why Our Lady was able to take all these things unto her heart, not always understanding, not always knowing. She did not know the future. She had no past to regret, but her whole present was living with God in that particular moment, only and always about God. And while it may seem impossible for us to do that, to achieve that, because there are so many things swirling around us that demand our attention, that pull us away from God, we must always strive to return to Him again and again. Even if we fail, even if there is imperfection in the nature of the relationship, if we want what Our Lady herself manifested, the only way it can be achieved is to live as Our Lady did, constantly in the presence of God. Never dissuaded, never dour, never sad, never overcome or overwhelmed by any of the things surrounding her. Her eyes, her sight, her soul, her being constantly on the Lord. We will crown Our Lady. We will spend time with her this afternoon. But that will only begin to scratch the surface of what is necessary for all of us if we want to experience the joy to which our Lord speaks in our gospel. But again, this is not something that remains distant to us. It's not a carrot that God dangles in front of us, never allowing us to achieve it. It is the truth of right relationship. If we can strive to remain constant with God, never allowing the difficulties of the world to overwhelm us, however serious they may be, ours or others, body, mind, or spirit, these are real things and they need real responses. But the best response, both in strife and in joy, is Christ. This is, after all, what we continue to celebrate and to contemplate as we go throughout our Easter season. The glories of the risen Lord, conquering sin and death once for all. Let us go to our Blessed Mother. And on this Mother's Day, let us pause for a moment and thank God for our own mothers in the flesh, living and deceased, for that which they did for us, most especially bringing forth life for us, that the Lord will continue to sustain them and to bless them as well. And as we, children of Mary, go to our Mother, let us open our hearts to her. Let us rest comfortably under her mantle. Let us learn from her this reality of joy, so that which the Lord Himself speaks to us today, this joy that no one shall take from us, truly may come to pass in the life that we lead in God, in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.